Welcome to Protect the Granite State, a weekly show that explores the impacts of the proposed Northern Pass transmission line on New Hampshire. This week, we will focus on the impacts of the city of Concord, our capital city. I'm Judy Reardon, your host, and this week our guest is Taris Cuckman, a resident of Concord whose home abuts the proposed route through Concord. Thank you for agreeing to be on, Taris.
Thank you.
I don't think many people realize how big the impact of Northern Pass will be on Concord. It's going to be 8 miles of very tall transmission towers and lines that'll slash across Concord from exit 17 on Interstate 93 down to Pembroke. Taris, how would Northern Pass impact your home?
Okay, I live at the northern tip of Concord. I'm actually almost abutting the Canterbury line. So how it affects me directly is that the existing wooden towers that are on my side of the easement, they will be torn down, and the monopoles will be put up 40 feet closer to my home, and the monopoles will be 85 feet. So what that means is, at a minimum, they're going to be cutting down 40 feet of tall vegetation, and then they're going to have to go and cut down private vegetation that I have. I've got tall oaks and pines, which would pose a threat to the 115 kV line that would be closer to my home.
So how tall is the existing transmission line behind your house?
Oh, the existing ones are 55 feet.
And wooden. Northern Pass, as proposed, would be how tall?
They would go to 85-foot monopoles.
And when you say monopoles, these are steel structures?
Steel, I believe, well, yes.
Some sort of metal.
Single pole with three arms hanging off the side of it,
okay,
supporting each conductor.
And, Taris, when you said they're going to remove 40 feet of vegetation, you're talking about trees that
exactly.
are... Exactly. Okay.
Serious trees.
So I've seen a photo of your house... Mm-hmm. with all of the trees that are behind it. Mm-hmm. Those trees are going to be cut down?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, with the trees in the existing transmission line, you can't see it.
Correct.
Now we're going to have, if Northern Pass goes through, a transmission line that is almost twice as tall, plus the tree buffer will be removed.
Correct.
Wow. And this is true of your neighbors, I assume, same
yes,
sort of deal?
Yes.
Yep. Do you think this is going to affect the value of your house?
I think it would, because they've eliminated all the vegetation. I mean, clearly in the wintertime, I've got deciduous trees. In the wintertime, it would be obvious that there's power lines back there. They run above the height of my house when you're looking at it from the street. In the summertime, they're not visible, nor are they in early fall. But that isn't the real concern that I have. I have the concern that what they've done is they've spread out the existing 115 kV line services to the outer boundaries of the right-of-way so that they can then put in a Hydro-Quebec 345 kV tower that'll be about 120 feet. That in and of itself raises a number of concerns for me. I always thought, I mean, I bought the house in 1996 and the services were there. I always thought that the demands would increase and that would mean more current, more voltage, whatever, on the existing structures. But the addition of a 345 kV line, which is like 150% more than what's there now, makes me wonder about any residual health effects that maybe on me. I've been there 21 years. I managed to take Gauss readings of the existing lines then. I intend to do that again as a baseline to see how much Gauss radiation.
What's Gauss?
Oh, that's magnetic field radiation. And see how it's changed in the last 20 years. And once they put in a 345 kV line, I'll see what the radiation levels will be then.
And is this line going to be closer to your house than the existing line?
The existing line will be brought 40 feet closer to my home.
Okay, so there's going to be two lines going through?
Currently, there are two.
Yeah.
They were all wooden structures when I bought the place.
Yeah.
One is now monopole on the eastern boundary of my right-of-way, which is furthest away from the house.
Yeah.
The closest service will now be coming 40 feet closer from where it is now.
Wow.
And the monopole will be 85 feet and not 55 feet.
Wow.
And as a side note, when they came by and tore down all those trees when they put up the monopoles in 2008, they ended up leaving all the cut down trees there to rot. It wasn't until I complained to Mr. Quinlan back in 2015 when I said, hey, your housekeeping is terrible. What you did with the trees on the far side of my right-of-way, I can only imagine what it's going to be like when you cut down the trees right in front of my house. Sure enough, he did his thing, and he ended up calling the folks to clear out the trees. And they went ahead and cleared out the trees that had been lying there for 6-7 years.
And what's the issue with leaving cut trees like that lying there? Does it create a fire threat, or what's the...
It's a haven for pests.
Okay.
Insects, infestation, and like that.
How did you first find out that they were proposing to run Northern Pass right behind your house?
I was listening to Brian Tilton in the morning, and he brought up the Northern Pass issue as early as 2010. I think he was the first speaker that brought that to my attention. At that time, it was Northeast Utilities running all kinds of propaganda, but Northern Pass started pitching their promotions, and so it goes back to 2010.
Have they contacted you since they announced the proposal?
Personally, no.
They haven't you're in a butter, and they haven't contacted.
I am in a butter, and no one has personally reached out to me.
Wow.
I've had their crews, service crews, trespass through my property to get to the easement to do what they have to do. And my wife actually complained about that. And they should stick to easements and to the right-of-ways. And they shouldn't be cutting through personal property to just simplify their travels.
Right now, your property's not fenced?
It is not.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll want to invest in a fence if this goes through.
It's tough to say what I can invest with all this up in the air.
Terrence, let's talk a little bit now about how Northern Pass would impact the entire city of Concord. My understanding is the tallest towers that Northern Pass is proposing will be in Concord, 165 feet high, taller than the State House Dome.
Correct.
And as I mentioned earlier, Northern Pass is going to enter Concord near exit 17. It's going to then travel down Mountain Road, cross through the city-owned Spears Park Conservation Area. It will run through Turtle Pond and the City of Concord's conservation area known as Whispering Heights Broken Ground. It's then going to keep on going and travel behind the Alton Woods Apartments Complex and the McKenna's Purchase Condominium Development. And my understanding is, with both of those, very similar to you, the line's going to be very close to
McKenna's Purchase is, well, with the house that's at the end of my development, at the crossroads of Hoyt and Route 132, that corner house is technically in the right-of-way.
Wow.
And the wires would definitely be standing above the corner of the garage of the house, unless they change the easement somewhat. So not only is there one house that's under direct threat, the house, the condominiums on McKenna's Purchase, I've seen the debates and the arguments. Some of these wires come to within 10 feet of an existing condominium. And so these are literally overhead threats, if you will.
Wow. And then it's going to continue on and go over the Saucook River, mm-hmm, and enter the town of Pembroke. And my understanding is most of the lines and towers in Concord will be 120 feet or so tall.
the Hydro-Quebecs will be.
Yes, and then 165 feet near the intersection of I-393 and
Portsmouth,
Street. People, if you want to know more about how Northern Pass is going to go through Concord, the city has a great webpage. You can go to it and see maps and see how close it's going to be to your house at ConcordNewHampshire.gov, Northern Pass. And we'll take a short commercial break and be right back. Welcome back to Protect the Granite State. I'm Judy Reardon, and our guest today is Taris Cuckman, who lives here in Concord and whose house abuts the route that Northern Pass will travel through Concord if it's approved. Taris, has the city of Concord taken a position on Northern Pass?
Yes, they're challenging. They are interveners. They are challenging the project.
And when you say they're interveners in the state site evaluation committee process?
That's correct. They are part of the SEC process. Okay. And they, as individuals, as other non-group organizations are registered as interveners, are presenting their case to the SEC that Northern Pass should not come through Concord as proposed.
For people who aren't familiar with it, the Site Evaluation Committee is a committee created by the state of New Hampshire through legislation that decides whether big energy projects like Northern Pass should be built. Technically, what they do is decide to whether they're going to award a site certificate. And this preempts local towns' authority. So Concord, for example, and the other 30-plus towns that Northern Pass will run through don't really have a say. It's totally up to the site evaluation committee. So it's great that the city is intervening, because there's a lot at stake for the city. Taris, when I was just describing the route, and so, I mean, not only is Northern Pass going to affect houses like yours that are along the route, but it's going to affect recreation areas and conservation areas that everybody in Concord values.
Right.
And Concord can't do anything about it other than
testify
and fight as they are before the Site Evaluation Committee. And, you know, it's so ironic. The city has done such a great job improving Main Street, spent a lot of money there, applied for a federal grant, which they got, and actually has, spent money to bury the lines on Main Street so it'll look better. And then we're going to, if Northern Pass gets approved, have these lines coming through Concord that, my understanding, will be visible from downtown Concord. If you're in a second floor of a building, you're going to be able to...
Especially the 165-footer over Portsmouth Street.
Yes, yeah.
You'll see that from everywhere.
That's so crazy. And I know the city's also spent a lot of time and money conserving open space and recreation areas. As we just said, Northern Pass is going to impact them. So everybody in Concord should care about this, not just the people who live next to the route, but everybody, because it's going to affect everyone. My understanding is some of these towers are tall enough that they're going to be visible from the Diamond Hill Farm, which is, on the outskirts of Concord, and far from the lines, but it's still going to be visible. And Taris, my understanding, Concord is also home to some unique habitats for plants.
Corner blue. Butterflies.
Yeah, the Corner Blue Butterfly. Just if folks, if you haven't seen one, Google it. They're just gorgeous. They're an endangered species, both under state law and federal law. And Northern Pass is going to go right through a couple of their habitats in Concord.
McKenna's Purchase is a strong. They have legal services that they've hired, and the Corner Blue will be covered. buy the argument from McKenna's Purchase.
Great.
In their legal form.
Yeah, I was actually at the site evaluation committee hearing a couple of months ago when testimony was going on about the various animals and plants that are threatened or endangered that Northern Pass will impact. And Northern Pass's reaction to the Karuna blue butterfly is, oh, we'll build them another habitat. And, you know, miraculously, they'll know to go there. Really, really sad. How can people in Concord express their concerns about Northern Pass? What can they do?
I would write letters to the governor, first of all. I believe the governor's posturing on this project is ill-conceived and ill-informed. He shouldn't be meddling with the SEC, and I believe he's not. But I think enough evidence has come out of the SEC hearings that puts Northern Pass, Eversource, their credibility on the line. Case in point, for months and months, they've been touting that there's an $80 million windfall that's going to come on New Hampshire when this project goes through, just from the savings. Just recently, that $80 million was scaled down to $62 million.
And this is the company's estimate.
This is a company's estimate, right?
Yeah.
Their promise.
Yeah.
Their promise. And later on, it was debunked that $62 million translates to $1.50 to the ratepayer of New Hampshire per month. Okay, so their propaganda, their marketing, if you will, has largely been discredited. And that's just one example. It wasn't long ago when Northern Pass was saying, yes, we have a power purchase agreement with Hydro-Québec, and that turned out to be false. When they had been indicating that Hydro-Québec was going to pay for the majority of this project, it wasn't but a few months ago that Hydro-Québec publicly said, we will not pay one red cent for this project. So then it comes back to, well, if not they, then who? And unless Eversource has become a charity, it's going to be the ratepayers of New Hampshire and anybody that's being serviced that's going to have to pay the bill.
And the other thing I'm not sure people realize is New Hampshire produces more power than the businesses and people of New Hampshire use. So where there's a need for more power is in Massachusetts and Connecticut. So we're going to suffer the damage of this transmission line, if it's approved, coming through New Hampshire for power that Massachusetts needs.
On a bright side, I've got to admit, Judy, in this seven-year debate that New Hampshire has been having with Eversource and what was Northeast Utilities, the bright side of it is in the last 7 years, we've seen the development of the New England Clean Power Link that's going to be coming down Lake Champlain. It'll continue to be buried over to the Ludlow where it'll become a transfer station to go AC. Since then, we've also got the Maine Green Line project that's going to be coming from Maine out into the Atlantic and then into Plymouth, Massachusetts. Each of these are equivalent-sized projects to what Northern Pass is proposing. So they're no longer the only big dog in town who's going to save our rates from what they've been. And that's not even to mention a national grid proposal coming through Vermont, which is also on the table. So what was 7 years ago was, hey, we may not have a choice in this. And at that time, I was against Northern Pass for the towers. Seeing what their record is on the damages caused in those other projects that they've been involved with, I've gone to No Northern Pass to bury the Northern Pass back to No Northern Pass. We don't need it. And there is risk that we do not need to take. With these three other projects coming online, I don't see any reason why Northern Pass would have to keep proposing their towers or their burials down their right-of-way. Let's face it, they want to go down their right-of-way so that they don't have to pay anything to the state of New Hampshire. And they've been strongly against the obvious solution, which would have been burying it down 93. But clearly with state property, state right-of-way, they would have to fork over a lot more money to the state on a recurring basis.
Terrence, you just mentioned the other big transmission line projects that are being proposed in other states, and the National Grid one that you mentioned that would also be in New Hampshire. Northern Pass's own economics expert, when she was testifying before the Site Evaluation Committee, under questioning from the Site Evaluation Committee chair, she reluctantly admitted that if one of these other projects goes forward, then even the economic benefits that she's claiming that other experts say are too high, even the one she's claiming, will be wiped out. You're from what I've seen, you're exactly right that to the extent there's any need for more energy, any economic benefit from Northern Pass, you know, there are other projects that will do the same thing. Folks, if you want to, you know, Tara said, write the governor. That's a great thing to do. Do that. You also can send a written comment to the Site Evaluation Committee. You can go to the Site Evaluation Committee site to find out how to do that, or you can go to the City of Concord's Northern Pass site, or you can go to Protect the Granite State's website. We've got an easy way for you to write an email right from our website and click, and it'll be sent to the SEC, and our website is protectthegranitestate.org. Thank you, Taris, for sharing your experience and knowledge with all of us. And thank you all for listening in, and have a great Thanksgiving.